It is the Riot Podcast, Demon Hunter.
Yes, Ryan from Demon Hunter is in this podcast.
We're so sick, we forgot all about Ryan. In fact, I better go make sure that I pull Ryan's interview because I haven't
yet. And put it in the podcast, just to make sure it's featured in this. You'll also hear our Riot food fight, where we tried two new Mountain Dew flavors. We meant to do those, but we had our fundraiser, so
we're finally
catching up on those. And we had two of the new Krispy Kreme flavors. You add that together, and it is a perfect storm of some problem right now, and we're both feeling it. So,
dude, really, sincerely,
it was a
not
lot of sugar,
feeling good after that taste test.
A lot of different flavors, a lot of mixtures of stuff. So,
yeah, so I'm gonna forego my post-show snack.
Yeah, I know, and just sit down and in the dark.
Lay down. Actually, you know what I might do? I did this on Monday. Like, it's really sunny here. I might just get my canvas chair with the upgraded Wi-Fi that we have in the building. I can take my laptop and sit
outside. Oh, that'll make you feel better.
And work outside. Do you know how great that is? It is great. Because first off, you don't have to talk to anybody.
And you're getting your sunshine.
And I'm getting sunshine. You know, it's...
See, I'm reverse. If anything, I don't like as much sunshine. I'm more light sensitive. So I'll go upstairs. We have a quiet room. I'll just move into there or my office, which is a quiet room on its own.
That's true.
And sit there and that'll be better.
Yeah. No, I'm going to go out and get... I didn't used to be a sunshine person, but now I'm...
You need it.
Need to get out in the sun.
Enjoy this podcast. During our Riot food fight, we did Facebook Live it. So check out our Radio U Riot Facebook page. Make sure you like us there and follow us when we do Facebook Live events. It'll notify you. So please join us there.
All right. Hey, everybody. Oh, I just got the Ryan from Demon...
I was holding my gum in my finger, and I just dropped my gum on the table.
But the real question is...
Am I going to put it in my mouth?
Yeah.
That's my spot on the table. Like, I think
that
I'm
you
okay.
Share with four other people?
This was my last piece. This is my last piece. I don't know what to do.
It's a sliding scale. If I were you, I'd just put it right back in my mouth.
I will, but I wanted to wait till we were done doing this to put my gum in my mouth.
Okay. We're done
now.
Being
the professional that I am.
It's the Riot.
Bye.
This is some of the worst Riot you've ever heard. Ever. No, like worse than that. It's the worst of the Riot.
Counting down the days to Easter. Nikki, what is your favorite Easter candy?
That's a good question. It's not even like it's candy. It's more like maybe the traditional chocolate Easter bunny.
Like, well, that's candy still, right?
Yeah, but I'm not thinking like, you know,
Do you draw a line between chocolate and candy?
Sometimes. Sometimes I feel like if you're asking me specifically, it's like, well, not so much jelly beans and stuff. And I don't like Cadbury eggs.
Ooh, but I do. You know what? I do like a good Starburst jelly bean.
Yeah. We got a couple bags of those at home.
Yeah. Like, I don't eat jelly beans year round, but I will say that being involved in an Easter egg hunt, if you want to put some Starburst jelly beans in there, I'm not mad at you. If you're just getting those, we got this 5-pound bag for $1 jelly beans.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Then
you're
kind of mad at you.
You're a monster.
What is wrong with you?
What are you doing?
No, I always remember my mom would give me the Easter bunny that kind of had like the one little chocolate eye because it was its side profile staring at you and it was looking at you like, you're not going to do anything, are you? As you eat it.
What are you looking at?
It's like, you're not going to eat me.
That's a Peter Rabbit.
Is it a Peter Rabbit?
It is. I think so. Wait.
It was always from a particular candy company, and it was the side profile. You'd get the one ear sticking up. It'd be looking at you. It'd have a little white chocolate, candy eye.
I swear to you,
like
I know.
Like a button.
And it came in a yellow box.
Mine would come in a bag. Like a little wrap around, and then it'd be tied up.
Bag?
Yeah, it's tied up in a bag.
Okay.
Stolen from the candy factory.
Well, this is what I'm thinking of. Peter Rabbit. But see, this has one eye, or two eyes. It doesn't just have that one scary
beady eye. Little eye looking at you.
No, see, this is the one that I'm thinking of. And it came with the bot. Like, they still sell that. I've seen that.
Nope, not that.
Because I have a friend of mine that's like, I want that.
Mine was from a local candy company.
Oh, Well, look at you. Fancy local accoutrement.
Whatever. You go there, too. It's no big deal.
Okay. I just want... I found one the other day. I actually bought it. I was at a hardware store because I'm exciting like that. And they had... There was like some church fundraiser at the checkout counter. And it was like, for $1, you can have this little peanut butter egg. And I bought it and ate it. And I went back in. I was like, you tell me where this came from.
Where? looking at?
You tell me who the people are that are making these. Because it was a hand-dipped egg. It was... Oh my gosh, it was so good.
I like to hear you talk about that.
I know, but I never see them, and I don't freaking want... I do enjoy the Reese's peanut butter eggs. Someone brought some yesterday. I had one. They're great. But it's those homemade...
Giant eggs.
And there was a time when I went to a church where they did a fundraiser where they had those, and that was 10 years ago, and ever since then, I'm still trying to chase one down. I don't know. So
this thing you're trying to look for the rest of your life.
They just have this very particular flavor that I never see, and they have the little, what do you call it?
Flour
on top of the egg.
Yeah, no, I've seen them. Yeah. I have totally seen this egg. It's not totally hidden. It's just in our day and age, it's hard.
I don't want the store-bought ones. I want the ones that you have
but
to get from
those have pushed out everybody else's eggs, unless you get out to
darn you, big box retail is killing all the mom-and-pop eggs.
You got to go out to flyover country or Amish land.
You think I could get the Amish, they make those?
Something like that. It's got to be a group setting where they're making these peanut butter cups.
See, I would think the Amish reject the idea of the egg for Easter or something.
I don't know.
I don't know that. That's all speculation. It's all speculation. I don't know. I'm just telling you right now, you can text or call 877-2-RADIO-U.
If
you've seen one of those eggs, and you can tell me where to get it.
So help me if you don't call us.
Come on.
The Riot.
Apparently some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
Just a heads up, we think we found an egg.
The one, at least, that you were talking about, the giant peanut butter eggs that had this little flower on them from our childhood.
It's from a company called Anthony Thomas, and I'll tell you what, Nikki.
Is that the one?
It looks like I can order it online and have it shipped.
You can. Look, there's no homemade stuff
with
that.
They saved Easter!
We found one.
Anthony Saves Easter. That's the name of my new movie. It's really exciting. But Nikki totally found one, so that might be happening. I may be going.
There's a store down the road. You can go grab one.
I know. I'll just go in there and,
just do the arm sweep where you just stick your arm out and you find the peanut butter egg thing and you just sweep it.
Can I talk to the manager? How do these freeze?
How many do you have?
Dude, that could be a thing right there. Yeah. Okay. Well, I just want to say a big thank you to, I believe her name is Nikki. She did some Googling and she found it.
Happy to help.
Very excited about that.
She seemed nice.
You know what she did? She had a chuckle that kind of warms the heart and the mind. Hey, did anybody else see yesterday the announcement about the new Uncharted game? I mean, it's not a peanut
butter. How do you go from chocolate peanut butter eggs to that, Uncharted?
Well, we were talking about things we're excited about.
Okay.
And things that I think are a little too expensive. Like that chocolate peanut butter egg, it's $12.
It is. But it's giant.
I know, but
this game is big.
Okay. I'll bet that peanut butter egg is not as big as you think it is.
Not nowadays.
Because when you were a kid, you were like, it's bigger than my hand. And now, as an adult, your hand has grown.
It's true.
So it'll be like, it fits right in my hand. That'll be a disappointing moment. Well, this new Uncharted game, download only, I believe, it's going to be $40. Fits in my hand.
Download only?
I think so.
How much money?
All right, let's double check. Is it going to be... No, it looks like I guess they are going to sell it, but it's $40. So it's like not a full big game.
Sure.
But I want to know how long it takes to beat this. $40.
How many hours of play?
Yeah, because it's $60. I mean, Uncharted 4 was 15, 20 hours a game. This feels like it's going to be 3 hours, maybe. And I'm like, yeah, it's $40, but it's a premium. And it comes with these chocolate peanut butter eggs.
Well, now then, maybe you'd get
if
one.
If you pre-order, you'll get this chocolate egg. So I don't know why they announced
it. Into the Uncharted egg territory.
Hey, listen, I'm excited about that egg, and I was excited about this game, but I'm telling you, okay, it's that unknown thing. When somebody prices a game at $40, you know they are already acknowledging up front and they're doing something that game companies don't do. They're telling you this isn't worth full price.
Sure.
They're making that admission up front.
I feel like this is a game where it's Netflix. Netflix bought it and so they're sending it out. It's not in theaters.
There's an
I feel like because of this gameplay,
it's a little smaller.
Uncharted, yeah, must not be as grand or as good if they're not going to put it out in a full capacity.
$40. And then if they get away with it, like let's say you get it and you're like, well, this isn't very long. This isn't very whatever. They can say, well, I mean, it was only $40.
It wasn't a full price.
We didn't charge you for like a full retail package.
I'd be worried too, but it's probably still going to be good.
It concerns me just a little bit.
And 40 is the jumping off point. So remember, just give it some time and it'll go down.
So now the question is, it comes out on August 22nd. As I had maybe mentioned earlier with that chocolate egg, like, do you think I could freeze an egg and then I'll unfreeze it on that day so you get this game, and if you're disappointed, at least you have an egg?
You have some chocolate peanut butter egg. Probably. I bet you can.
It's just a thought. You know, whatever. Nobody's telling anybody what to do.
The Riot sees gas station hot dogs as part of a balanced breakfast.
Is that bad?
Well, not good.
It's The Riot.
So, I've got a 5K coming up in what is, if you count this week, it's 6 weeks.
6 weeks from now?
Yeah, if you count this week. And I've got to start, I've been running, but it's like that, whatever, you just run. Like, I run 2 miles. That's the other thing. I used to run 3 miles, and I've just gotten kind of lazy.
Oh, you've gotten out of two.
Yeah, I'm just like, because there's this loop I run, and that's 2 miles. And if I want to make it three, I've got to, like, hit part of the loop again, and I'm just like, man,
I've done enough.
It's a lot of work.
But are you ready to now commit to like a program or a training schedule?
That's what I need to be saying, Nikki. I need to start using words like commitment and training schedule and commitment.
Okay.
And a training schedule.
Now, not today, because like you're going into a holiday weekend soon.
So you're thinking next week?
Well, we have Monday off next week.
Yeah, the Riot's out on Monday, so probably not next.
And it's hard to really start anything like on a Monday anyways. But
I know.
Then on a Tuesday, that's rough too, because you've already started the week off. So
come on.
Maybe, okay, let's grab our calendars. If we could look at Monday the 24th.
Of April.
How does that strike you? Is that good?
Do you think waiting until the 24th will give me enough time to prepare?
I think so.
So, meaning like I've got to prepare for the race, but then I also have to prepare to start the preparing.
I bet that gives you plenty of time.
You feel good about it?
Yeah.
All right, that's 12 days from now.
Yes.
So.
But then you're not really being rushed.
Yeah.
So you're ready to train properly.
I will say that my life is always in betweens. There's never it's like, hey, is there shirt fit? This one's too big. Well, get me the smaller one. This one's too small.
Is this the Goldilocks thing?
It is. Like, do these pants fit? They're too big. What about these? Too small.
You can't find anything that's just right?
Can't find anything that's just right. So I was looking at training schedules for a 5K, and I was like, I need 6 weeks to a 5K. And there are 5K beginners that are like, walk 10 feet. Rest. I'm like, okay.
You're a little bit more than that because you've been running.
I'm past that, guys. I'm past that. But then the next level, and this is, at least with all of the training schedules I've found, you go from beginner and then they're like intermediate. And then it's like, run 10 miles. Rest. You're like, oh, all right, okay. I'm not an intermediate either. I'm running between 8 and 12 miles a week. And all of these training schedules are like, you're an intermediate runner if you've been running 15 to 25 miles a week for 2 years.
So why don't you do the like the equation of when the train left the station and take the math of the beginner and the math of the intermediate and split between the two and find your miles for like a normal middle of the road.
Maybe multiply like by 0.75.
Yeah.
And you're just like, well, I'm not quite that. Then maybe that's a thing.
So
we'll
you
just
need
do 75%.
You need to make your own running schedule.
No, I normally do what you just said.
Yeah.
In fact, I used to make this calendar that I'd put our logo on. It was
really?
Radio U 5K training
schedule.
Yes,
that's what he's training for.
And I'd put it up in my desk and stuff. But that's back when I was alive and cared.
Now you're more like.
Now I'm dead inside, but still running. So.
Well, running from what?
What are we all running from? We've got to stop running from things and start running toward things.
It felt like we had kept it pretty positive until that last moment.
You feel like it? That was
Now it's real.
But
so make your own schedule.
Okay, I'll make my own. And this year, maybe I'll put a little logo on it.
Put a little effort into it.
the riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
Have you thought about maybe moving to Hawaii for college? I mean, why go to college on the mainland when you can go to Hawaii?
Oh, I think it sounds better.
I know why. Because it's shockingly expensive to live in Hawaii.
Yeah, but if you put that aside and you live in a dorm and you try to make it work, college would be the time you could.
Yeah, that's a good call. What you should just borrow more money.
No, but in dorms at least.
I will tell you, like, as college goes on, you can actually borrow more. Yes. So it's like there's only so much you can borrow your freshman year, but by your senior year, that balloons up into much larger amounts.
But once you're out of college and trying to figure all that out and trying to make rent in Hawaii, it's very expensive.
Ah.
And just stuff in general is expensive there too. Just having things.
What do you say? What do you need things for, Nikki? In this island paradise, who is concerned about owning?
You can live off the air. You don't need food.
Live on the beach and eat of the pineapple, the fruit of...
the coconuts.
Something to think about. Well, here's a girl that had that great idea. Kayla Chandera. She left. She's from California. She was like, California's ugly. I want to go somewhere beautiful. So she moved to Hawaii to go to college. She had to drop out because she couldn't afford the cost of living.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't go home. She stayed in Hawaii, and she was working two jobs, Muay Thai cuisine and also working at the Cheesecake Factory. And between those two, she was doing her thing. So an Australian couple came in, gave her a $400 tip one night. She was so just blown away by it. She ended up tracking them down and saying, hey, like, this is so huge to me. I want to thank you so much, whatever. And the couple was like, how about we pay back your student loan so you can go back to school?
Oh, that's nice. Look at that, good people.
Crazy.
That's very nice.
Crazy. So she gets to stay in Hawaii. Someone else is paying for college. It's a fairy tale.
It's just wonderful.
It's perfect.
And it all happened at the Cheesecake Factory.
No, it didn't. It happened at the other one. It was at the Thai restaurant.
Oh, now you know where to go.
The Cheesecake Factory's like, hey, get in here. And if you just say that this happened here, then
that'd be wonderful.
Then that couple gets involved.
Well, that's very nice.
Angry.
It's nice when you hear some kind stories.
It is. So she's going back to school this fall, I believe it is, because of what these people did. And my guess is she'll probably take their money and accidentally spend it all before the fall, and she'll be not enrolling, but be
now,
back to...
that's our negative side, because we read so many other stories of people who would mess that up and spend
totally
the money and gamble it away or do whatever. So hopefully she can actually do with it what she said she needed it for.
Yeah. So they say that this restaurant is known for having some pretty spectacular occurrences, including the fact that President Obama just happened to drop by one night while he was in Hawaii and had dinner there. So it has become...
Everybody in Hawaii. Everybody.
Not everybody, Nikki. Luckily, the riot continues to work in the dark every morning from an undisclosed location.
A bunker, in fact.
Mm-hmm. So the sun, I don't know, but we have these lights that act like they're the sun. It's fine. Outside? No, you can't.
Hey, I tell you what, remember, if you give me $400 and then like I give it back to you and we keep giving each like a gift, we really are making even.
Every day.
But it
is
seems
a gift.
Like we here are having these generous tips as well.
Nikki, I just want you to know, if you give me $400,
you're not going to give me back. I
don't
know.
Have the expectation that it's coming back because it's as good as spent.
It is gone.
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it.
Radio U.
Hey, where are you at on the McFlurry?
The McFlurry?
Yeah.
We can flirt every so often, but I don't really look at it as a serious relationship.
Now, when you say that you flirt, is it one of those things where it's all talk, or sometimes do you put the money down and...
Sometimes I'll have a McFlurry and I'll go through like a phase.
Because I feel like that's more than flirting.
No, it's just it's a couple of casual dates.
Okay.
That could
it's
get
nothing
intense.
Serious. It's nothing serious.
We could become an item, but I don't let it happen. And then I just move on, and then... Every so often, you're like, I can't quit you. And then you're just back together for one date.
Okay. Well, like you're describing what in reality are probably some intense feelings.
Yeah.
Like every once in a while, you see them again and you're just like, you're back together.
And I'm not crazy about the flavors because I know there's like a Twix one and there's a
Oreo and an M&M one. Okay, sure.
But it depends on which location you're at. And I don't feel like they're actually very good quality, but you just want ice cream and sometimes it's the only place you're at.
Right there.
And so you're like, fine, I'll get ice cream.
There's some real talk because for me, the McFlurry is trash. It's just like you absolutely are desperate for some sort of frozen confection. And
mixed
it's the,
in with something else. You're like, I'll do anything.
It's the only thing. Like every other dairy outlet of any kind is closed. And there you are, just standing in the rain, 1 a.m. Please come with me, McFlurry.
I missed what the new flavor is, though, because I saw a sign for it.
I don't know what it is either. But I'm here to tell you that apparently some people have more than a casual interest in the McFlurry. And I've heard this before. I've heard a lot of people complain about, like, man, every time I go wherever, the McFlurry machine is broken.
Now, people always criticize McDonald's on their ice cream machine.
Yes.
And they say that they're not maintenanced as well, or they're just a very difficult old school style. Mm-hmm. So we talked either earlier this year or last year that McDonald's was doing an overhaul of their ice cream machines because it is supposedly just a really big problem.
Well, in the meantime, some people have taken this on and they've developed an app called Ice Check.
Mm-hmm.
And Ice Check is literally it's like a GPS app, and you put it in and it will tell you which McDonald's near you have a working McFlurry. So it works like Waze, which if you've never done, that's like a self-reporting traffic app.
Yeah.
So here's what happens. Like, you go into a McDonald's and the McFlurry machine isn't working. You would pull up Ice Check, which is the name of the app, and then you would report that McDonald's as not having a working McFlurry machine.
And then others could look in on and say, okay, now I know not to go there right now until it's fixed.
Right. Or when you go there and it is fixed, then you can send a report, no, this is fixed.
That means you like that way too much.
That's what I'm talking about.
Way too much.
They say that some McDonald's are actually just on board, like some of the, especially the franchised ones.
Because you're doing the work for them.
They'll report and tell the app and say, like, hey, McFlurry machine is broken, or hey, McFlurry machine is not broken. Who are all of these people
that have the time
getting these McFlurries?
I don't know. The last time we had, because Eric brought home two milkshakes from McDonald's a couple weeks ago.
That guy, they know him by name at the drive-thru.
Well, one was what's the green one? The mint one?
Oh, the Shamrock.
The Shamrock one? Yeah. Oh, it's bad. So I think something was wrong with the ice cream
machine.
Like
actually bad?
Because his was bad too, and he had like a strawberry one.
Okay.
So it's known their ice cream machines can have problems.
Yeah. So maybe you should ice check them, Nikki.
That could have been.
Should have made a phone call.
Save the heartache of throwing that thing down the sink, which is what I did.
That hurts, doesn't it?
It was gross.
Now, let me ask you this. After that happened, did you then send Eric back out to a different restaurant?
I did not.
Because I would feel like maybe I didn't want a milkshake, but once there was a milkshake there, then I would need a good one.
And then you're really invested when you're throwing it out because it's so gross tasting.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's called Ice Check. And if you've got a McFlurry problem, and apparently a lot of you do, this may facilitate you in the delivery of your addiction.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation. Coffee and contemplation.
And the riot, obviously. Radio U.
So on the phone, Mr. Ryan Clark from One Demon Hunter. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good.
Good.
So Ryan, it sounds like Demon Hunter is having a really spectacular couple of weeks.
Yes, that would be the case.
Yeah, so I saw here that Outlive, why don't you lay it out for me? Like, it's your biggest chart debut. It's like, what all is happening with that album?
Yeah, well, we just, you know, as of yesterday, it was, you know, a week had passed since it came out. So you get all those kind of chart numbers and sales numbers and all that kind of stuff. Honestly, with the reality of the state of selling music these days, it's just never, on our radar to outdo what the last one did, and somehow we managed to do that again, which we thought the last record was going to be the last time that was going to happen, and so and we didn't think that was going to happen. So it's just, we're continually surprised by just how awesome our fans are.
Yeah, well, and you think a lot of people, you know, you'd mentioned kind of the state of the industry, a lot of people are saying that Well,
you just never know what'll happen.
They make big pronouncements about music.
Yes,
and
for
its
music,
future.
A lot of times with bands, like you just never know how an album's going to be received and what's it's going to do, and you know, streaming and album sales and all that stuff. So it is quite a testament to the Demon Hunter fans for such a big release.
They're growing
to still happen. Absolutely.
So Ryan, are you celebrating?
I'm heading to work.
Well, that's the best way to celebrate.
I don't have time for celebration these days.
Ryan's a hard worker, okay? He's always working.
Like, not a cup of coffee or
I have coffee.
Is it like a special coffee?
I do a nice coffee. Okay. No matter what the weather, I do a nice coffee.
So
every day.
What Ryan's saying is like, look, at Demon Hunter, it's all about the grind, baby.
You're right.
Like, are we successful? Yeah, but we're back at it. That's
true. He's got to keep going.
So Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
I took a look at the Outlive, like the collector's edition. I mean, again, you guys must be going above and beyond when people are doing unboxing videos of your...
Really?
Yeah.
Are they doing unboxing videos? That's awesome.
So, man,
yeah.
That's impressive, dude. Like, who does all that design?
Oh, I do everything. You know, we obviously hire photographers and all that kind of stuff. For the actual album cover stuff, usually I hire out for that. Just to kind of keep it fresh every time, kind of get a new perspective on the logo.
Yeah.
So this time I hired out a handful of different illustrators to do a bunch of different covers and kind of settled on a few for the Pledge release and a few different ones for the Solid State release. And then in that deluxe box, you get some of the other ones that weren't used as covers are sprinkled in there. But yeah, we've done those kind of deluxe things since Storm the Gates. And so we try and do one of those with every single record and change it up a little bit at each time. But those have been pretty tried and true for us, which is awesome. I mean, just our ability to be able to do that kind of stuff time and again is great because I love doing that kind of stuff.
Now, if there's Demon Hunter, though, unboxing videos, then we need to have Demon Hunter response videos to the unboxing ones. So you got to get into the YouTube world and do some response videos to the really fun ones.
Oh, I wish. I wish I had that time to do it.
The time with it, yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of the large-scale deluxe box thing that we did, but we did so much stuff through Pledge. We actually, this time was the first time that we did what I called a super deluxe box, which there were only five of, and those sold in the first day. But those were next level. if you think that just the regular deluxe is impressive.
It's more than that, yeah.
Yeah, those five had Polaroids from the photo shoot and handwritten lyrics for every song. And when you open up, it's a wood box, 12-inch wood box, laser engraved on the top. And when you open it up, the first thing you see is a fingerprint in blood. Truly.
Oh, goodness.
Wait, whose blood is it?
Mine.
He gives it all for Demon Hunter.
Man,
don't you know that?
Ryan, lead singer of Demon Hunter, is sending you samples of his DNA. Aren't you concerned about like Ryan clones running around making competing albums?
I would, if someone's able to do that, please let me know. I will gladly buy that clone for top dollar.
So you could have a break, get a day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You guys would see Demon Hunter on tour constantly.
Now,
like, if someone gets that clone.
What would be awesome is the way we know it would be a clone is we know the real Ryan would have the iced coffee every morning, and that was the real one, and the others were clones.
No, Nikki.
Exactly.
No, they'd both have iced coffee. We'd know which one was Ryan because he had a bandaged thumb.
Oh, true, yes.
Yeah.
Depends on the clone.
So then, Ryan, the question becomes, where would you send the clone? Would you send him on tour or would you send him to work?
Oh, man, that's a good, good question. Maybe I would just go, you know, more 50-50,
sure.
Both of us.
Sure.
Okay. So, like, he might handle the spring tour and you do the summer tour?
Sure. I like that.
Okay. All right. I like where that's going. So the only other thing I just wonder when I look at these box sets, I know that you're a design guy, but do you find it hard to come up with ideas to put in here, or is it more a matter of holding yourself back?
Sometimes it is a little bit difficult to do something that you feel like you hadn't done before. There's good and bad to that. Most of the content that's in there, you know, there's a lot of stuff just when you take the lyrics, and then I like to do descriptions for each song, or at least some kind of little bit of insight, whether it's meaning stuff or even just kind of getting into the recording process and stuff like that. So there's a ton of content, just written content, so that helps fill it out. And then when you've got that plus, you know, a bunch of photos from the photo shoot and stuff. They're kind of, at least the booklet portion, kind of designs itself in a sense in terms of how much stuff is going in there. But yeah, in terms of all the other, like, kind of little design elements and things like that, you know, eight records in, it kind of feels like you've done the little Demon Hunter logo about
sure.
as many different ways as is possible, and there's definitely like a look and feel that comes with Demon Hunter, so it's walking that line between doing something that seems familiar and that seems Demon Hunter and that seems on brand, but also doing something kind of new and different. And,
well, you know, it's nice you still have the drive to do something new and different. If it was like the Riot Radio U-Box set,
don't
be like, yeah, we did it last time, we'll just do it again. Like, it's good enough. It seems just fine.
No way. We've never repurposed content. We don't do that.
Oh, not at all.
It's ridiculous. So, Ryan, I guess I just want to ask that dreaded question, because you've already talked about how busy you are, but do you guys, what does the rest of 2017 look like? And I'll just leave it at that.
Sure. Well, we've got a very small handful of shows booked right now. Got a show in Chicago Open Air Festival. Let's see, what is it?
Chicago Fest.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, there's a couple of those domestic fests that we've got on the books. And then we have a festival in Germany in October. And then we're looking at a few other things. That's all that we have booked right now.
Sure.
For all of us, it's like we got to think way ahead of schedule just because we're all kind of buried for the near future. And so we're looking at filling in some of those gaps throughout the year, but we don't know exactly what that'll look like yet. We're still kind of navigating what life is
sure.
Post-children for pretty much all of us since the last record. So we went from 0 to 7 kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
Last record.
Demon Hunter, the next generation.
There it is.
Yeah.
There's your help right there. Just give it a few years.
Yeah, give it a couple years, and they're the ones that are the roadies.
They're the touring ones.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right on. Well, Ryan from Demon Hunter, man, we really appreciate your time this morning. We know how busy you are, and congratulations on how well the album is doing.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, right on. Hang on one second.
Hang
Ryan
tight.
From Demon Hunter.
Outlive. It's been doing fantastic. You can find details on that through shop.radiou.com. Yes, it's been out for just a little bit and just amazingly well.
Want to shove the Riot in your pocket and make them talk on demand?
Blah, blah, blah.
The Worst of the Riot is now a daily podcast.
Now let's get this on the internet immediately.
Download it now or listen through the Radio U app.
You know what I think's really lame is anytime that something comes along that's really cool, all of the things that aren't that cool co-opt it and immediately try to use it to make them seem cool. Like, I realize that's just the circle of life. Like, I get it.
Like the vulture circling.
Yeah.
But,
well, like, for example, okay, there was a, like, yesterday, there was this big fuss, and if you haven't seen it, it's out there. The, what is it, Battlefront 2. Is it Battlefront 2? Yeah, that trailer leaked. And that's the word. Every single news story that I've seen about it this morning, they're like, the Battlefront trailer leaked. The Battlefront trailer leaked. Or no. Yeah, Battlefront 2, the trailer leaked. So almost as if they were all copying that exact language from a press release that says, Battlefront 2 trailer leaks. It's not real. There's nothing. It's not real. It's not. It didn't leak. It was released.
And they're trying to make it real.
A release is not a leak.
Yeah.
And so if you see that somebody releases something, you're like, whatever. But a leak makes you go, I'm not supposed to see this yet. I have to click it immediately.
But that's what they want you to do, because they want you to feel like you're getting a sneak peek that you shouldn't be seeing yet.
Well, see, Nikki, that's what bums me out about it. Because when every single website releases the trailer at the exact same time and they all say that it's leaked, it's not a leak, it's bait. They're just like, oh, yeah, they'll click this one and then we'll get more page views.
That is bait.
And then we can report those page views to our advertisers and look at the leak. Ooh, leaking. Oh, and look, we have details, a date and time when the next trailer will leak. Look at that. That's not a leak.
I know. It's pulling back the curtain and seeing it all, and some of it's ugly.
Well, the problem about it is, and I realize I'm getting too big picture here, but I'm insane, so go with me. I just feel like it robs a lot of the fun out of actual events, because when I'm in the middle of doing something, I'm like, wait, is this real or is this fake? Is someone trying to make this feel real, or is it actually,
actually
real?
Because
I'm not actually, I'm not sure. Is this a release or a leak? I can't tell anymore, and I don't know.
Well, nowadays, the more they start doing that, the more leaks you get, then the leaks become what was the release, and then you need the new thing, the new hot thing. Oh. Of not even a leak.
But Nikki, you have pointed to what I feel like is the ultimate problem. Nihilism is the end result of what we're seeing here, because all it is the man trying to come up with what's the next thing that's quote unquote real. And I think the end result is us sitting in a circle in the dark going, nothing's real.
Great.
There is no real.
Great.
What's the next hot thing? It's already been assimilated.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Nothing is real.
Don't want to talk to the riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
I don't know if you guys heard about it, but Japan is having, I'm not going to say it's a potato famine, but a potato shortage for sure.
Now, that's been a year or so that it's been going on.
So back in August, there were some typhoons that hit Hokkaido and one other place, and that is where the majority of Japanese potatoes are grown. And as a result, right, was like a day or two ago, two of the most popular potato chip manufacturers in Japan announced that they will not be shipping potato chips.
Because they're having such a shortage?
Starting on April 15th, there are 18 different kinds of potato chips that Calbee will not be shipping. And they're suspending another 15 varieties, which, by the way, that's 33
that's
varieties,
of
varieties of
chips.
Starting on April 22nd. And they are not saying when those chips are coming back.
Yeah.
Eventually, probably.
Now, so this is not what I was thinking. Do you remember when in Japan they were having a French fry shortage because of a potato thing? And it was something to do with, I thought, shipping.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yes. But wasn't that in, was it Japan?
It was Japan, I thought, because of the shipping in of the potatoes.
Okay.
For the fries because of some problem.
And they couldn't get them.
Yeah, they couldn't have enough.
Problem.
And they give out smaller portions of fries than we do, so like they really were out of fries.
Don't fries sound good?
Yes, it does.
We should go have some French fries.
It does. And any potato chips in particular that it would be sad to see take a break? Or
well, you know, the good news is you could still get maybe like a good corn chip, a Dorito.
Well, that, yes, okay. That's fine. That's
like,
fine.
Doritos are good, but you're all dressed, Nikki, those are gone.
Nope, not
those in. Are just out.
I wonder if in Japan you can get all dressed chips.
Maybe. Look how sad this is. They were, you know, if you're thinking what we're thinking, look, just import some potatoes. Do you know what they said? American potatoes were not good enough.
Oh, come on, Japan.
The quality level of the potatoes that we could ship them.
Hey, listen, lower the bar.
Not
okay?
Good enough.
It's all the same when you fry it up.
Hey, just to be clear, Nikki and I have had Japanese potato chips and your Mountain Dew, sushi potato chips.
Man, those things are nasty.
If you want to talk about, you know, maybe how high your standards are, just to let you know, those are cultural standards. They shift around the world.
Those are so different.
Because.
Good call on that.
Real talk, we've had your snacks. Not all of them are that good.
No, and it's not just because of flavor.
Now, you still have the Kit Kats on us.
Yes, the Kit Kat there, far superior.
So, I guess it appears, like, where you're at in Japan, like, there are all these photos in this blog of, like, empty potato chip counters or shelves. So, if you're listening from Japan, and you might be,
we can send you stuff. Normally, we ask you send us stuff. We'll send you.
Well, I mean, like, we can't supply the entire island of Japan with potato chips.
Well, at least our listeners, we can help.
Our worst is better than their best. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U. The riot. Fight.
Joining us in the studio, one are Hudson we? J. Hudson.
Are good, we now good morning. Ready for a food fight?
Hudson, how do you feel?
I'm feeling all right. I think we made a good call this morning. It smells good. It looks pretty good. It's going to be a lot.
Okay. I mean, we're probably going to have to do this in two parts.
We are willing to do this if you guys are willing to hear us as we taste test something that's been talked about since, I think, right before the spring fundraiser. Mm-hmm. These Mountain Dew flavors of the spiked drinks.
And I will just tell you, if you don't know, we are live on Facebook right now. You can catch that at, find a link at RadioU.com or just search Radio U on Facebook.
On Facebook, and you'll find it there.
So, do you guys want to go? I feel like we should do the donuts first.
Yeah, and then wash it down.
See, I want to do the drinks first. I thought that'd be good just to have a pure Mountain Dew taste.
All right, well, Nikki always gets what she wants.
All right, we can do that. First.
All right, so let's see. Here's what
and these
got.
Aren't spiked.
No.
Like, people online were like, oh, the new spiked, like all in caps.
It's not hard lemonade.
It actually says on it non-alcoholic.
These are not spiked like that.
But they totally have got the cans looking like
they are
you've
spiked
got,
with.
Right. What's the stuff? The
hard lemonade
stuff. Yeah. They made it look like that. So, all right, See, Nikki,
I'm
you just immediately...
I'm going to put down the one that I have, and I'll put up the other flavor that you guys left
okay,
in.
Okay, so we've got the raspberry lemonade spiked with prickly pear cactus juice.
Okay, a lot of people said
Mountain
they
Dew.
Liked this one.
So this one was good. All okay. right. Well, let me get
a little prickly pear.
It smells like when you get like cranberry juice mixed with the 7-Up or whatever. Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. Totally does. All right.
That's actually pretty good. It's very light. Ooh.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Not to him, it's not light. To us, Hudson, I think it's light.
It hit me hard, Nikki.
It definitely. Why? It has a lot of zing.
It does have a lot of zing. You don't think it does?
No, but I think I have more carbonated, fruity stuff like this probably more than you guys.
You definitely get that pear right on the, like.
The kick of it at the end.
First, they're sweet, and then.
Yeah.
I think pears are supposed to be sweet, but they sure don't taste
like it. I also think my tongue is a little numb for some reason from that just little drink.
You can't feel anything?
Right in the middle. That's odd.
All right.
Something to look at in the future.
It's incredibly sweet. Like for Mountain Dew, it's way
sweeter.
Very,
very, very sweet.
I don't think I like that.
Oh.
I'm not anti it.
It's
but
not
I'm not pro it either. Hey, Hudson, hold yours up for the camera. What's this yellow stuff that you got here?
This is also Mountain Dew spiked lemonade, but this one is not raspberry.
This one is
ordinary lemonade spiked with.
Oh, this is Mountain Dew lemonade?
Mountain Dew spiked lemonade with prickly pear, but it's not. But the other one was raspberry.
I feel like it's not enough of a difference between the like at least the look
they
of a Mountain Dew.
Spiked it with something else.
Well, no, but like regular Mountain Dew, this looks like lemonade.
It's more yellow.
If you didn't know better, you would think it was lemonade.
So what, at like a picnic when they're serving normally lemonade, you can go hardcore and serve Mountain Dew lemonade.
You can spike it with some Mountain Dew. Yeah.
That'll get them. So we'll taste this one.
That, first off, tastes way more like Mountain Dew. But wow, lemonade. Mm. I don't like.
No, I don't like that one either.
Red one is way better than this.
Yes, it
just tastes a lot like the lemonade powder mix when you can add however much intenseness you want to it.
Okay, so, I feel that.
Yeah,
I feel
fine.
That. Hudson, what do you think?
I'm not so in on this. It really does. It tastes like fake lemonade. This one with the raspberry and whatever.
The prickly pear.
Tastes more like a real soda that I would drink. This just tastes like they're just trying to make
this
lemonade.
This tastes like something was wrong with the lemonade when they gave it to you.
Yeah.
You don't realize Mountain Dew's in it.
It reminds me of like if you're at a, what do you call it, like a fountain thing and you're like making a suicide and you're putting a bunch of stuff together and then you were dumb enough to put lemonade in this
and if
time.
If you've never heard that term, that is when you go down the line.
And you just get something from all the different
things
on the fountain. Yeah.
So that's what that is.
So no, that's out.
Good news is we don't have to stop with just those drinks. Let's keep going.
Maybe this would be better if you mixed it with tea and a Mountain Dew spiked Arnold Palmer.
Okay. Whoa.
I mean, it's worth a shot.
I wonder if the Arnold Palmer estate would agree to that.
Well, Nikki, it's going to be unofficial. You understand that,
right? So for the Riot Taste Test Part 2, we will try a couple of the new flavors of donuts for Krispy Kreme.
Yes, we will.
Some people think coffee is overrated. Then again, some people think Gotham is a good show.
Word of me.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
Okay, now it's Mountain Dew and Donut Day, if you guys didn't know.
Are you not prepared at home? Did you not get your drink and donuts?
Well, the exciting thing is, with us being a morning show, this gives people the entire day to get out there
and still celebrate. It's not. This is just what Hudson brought us for taste testing.
They also have the opportunity now to just skip the Mountain Dew because they know the yellow lemonade wasn't that good.
Yeah. We saved them.
Yeah. So this is the new Krispy Kreme flavors.
And what are they?
Did not one of us look up
No, I know what they are. I bought them.
Okay, what are they?
They're both Ghirardelli. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Ghirardelli.
Ghirardelli, the like San Francisco chocolate. And one of them with the green is mint chocolate, and the other one is sea salt caramel.
Okay, ooh, here, check
this. Yeah, because you wanted to try.
I did.
This, yeah.
Here's
if you're
watching this, we're on Facebook Live right now. Search Radio U on Facebook. But I cut it in half so you could get a look inside the donut. So this is the...
Is the mint one mint inside or just
That's
the
what I'm wondering.
I was curious, or is it just a thin line on top?
Because if it's just filled with, like, it has cream in it. If that's just regular cream, that's kind of a letdown.
No, that cream is flavored.
Mint.
Oh,
but
good.
Mint
oh,
on
good.
That's pretty good.
But
oh,
I didn't get to... Hold on.
Do you like...
Come on, Hudson, get on in here.
I was
like
filling
it?
The space.
I think it's pretty
it's
good.
It's wrong. They got it wrong.
You're so funny.
No.
All the marketers got it wrong. Everybody got it wrong.
It's wrong. It's wrong. I mean, you can taste the mint, but the mint is wrong.
Just take a lick of the inside cream, and then you can really get the mint flavor on that. It's like a creme de mint thing or whatever you call that.
But not as good.
Okay. Sure.
Come on, I'm just being real with you, okay? I don't like it as much. This is
That's
not
fine.
My kind of mint.
That's
Hudson, what's your take, man?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Like, I really, really want to like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure that it's what I would hope for if I saw Ghirardelli mint donut.
Well, let's try the salted caramel. Does everybody need to cleanse?
I need
or
it,
yeah.
You need a second with it?
Let's have some coffee here.
Salted caramel, which you said you've had Ghirardelli salted caramel. It's based off of their chocolates. And you had that at Easter, or not Easter, but Christmas time.
I got it, Santa put it in my stocking. And, oh, so good. Like, so good.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah. All right. So here we go.
So nothing like.
Is this one filled too? Or?
Oh, it is. But like the filling, you can see on mine, like the filling didn't make it into one half of the donut.
Me neither. Oh, but it squirted out on the plate.
Well,
it's like a caramel filling on it.
Okay, but how is it?
Pretty good. I don't like that flavor too much, but it's pretty good.
Let me see.
Gosh, it's hard when we have to eat donuts today, guys. What are you doing at work today?
I like it so far, but I don't know if I got enough filling to make
the
a good judgment.
The caramel is...
It tastes like...
It's wrong.
Oh, come on.
With you.
Here's what
I feel is funny. Like, you had massive amount of people that were like from Ghirardelli and Krispy Kreme all working on these flavors to make them the best possible.
Uh-huh.
And you're just like, nope, they got it wrong. All of them got it wrong.
Maybe this is the best
you could do.
I disagree with you. I think the sea salt caramel is very good.
He says it's wrong.
Totally. And I was much more looking forward to the mint.
Yeah.
And I think they delivered on the sea salt caramel.
It's because I'm not used to the salty flavor on a donut, like in that combo and stuff. So now I feel like, did I eat like a meal, like an actual savory meal? And then I'm just getting chocolate and caramel afterwards. I'm a little confused.
I think for me, I think it's just because the consistency of the caramel, caramel, whatever. Like,
yeah, that's a good point. That's fair.
It's odd to get... That flavor and the consistency, like it's almost there, but it's not completely there. So you're like, what? It is an odd mix. And I don't feel like the salt comes through enough.
Really? You can have some of mine. I'll put some on yours.
Oh, does yours taste salty?
Mine is pretty coated on the top.
Aww.
It's like someone took a little salt shaker and coated it on it.
Oh, man, I barely got that flavor at all in the mix there. But that being said, I mean, just to be clear...
We are eating donuts,
right.
And it's just
it's
fine.
It's still a donut, and it's good. I'm just telling you that if I went to Krispy Kreme,
sure,
this would not be the flavors for my go-to. I would probably end up going for, do you guys have something with a peanut butter in it?
Something like that.
All right.
All right, well, Hudson, again, your A-game with your Riot Food Fight today.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by.
Mountain Dew and donuts. It's just, it's a great day.
It's going to be hard to top, even though these weren't all that good.
Well, yeah.
As a whole.
As a whole.
Hey, wait. I just got some salt. It was on my lips. So once it started licking them.
Then you realize where it was when you eat the donut, then they stick there.
Okay, I'm retracting everything I said.
The Riot. The Riot.
All right, pace yourself because you're going to have to do this all day for very little money.
Radio U.
You're fine. You're going to make it.
We're going to focus.
Now, the key
is...
2 gallons
of water and a bunch of coffee. I think I'm going to be fine.
We did our Riot Food Fight, a couple of taste tests of the new Mountain Dew flavors, which we have two others we're going to save for later this week.
Yes,
and then
in fact, the other two
the green and the white.
Yeah, they're Mountain Dew Green Label. This is Crafted Green Apple Kiwi. That sounds delicious.
Oh, I wish we would have tried that one.
And then White Label Crafted Tropical Citrus.
That also, I wish we tried that one too. So we'll do those later this week. But we also tried some Krispy Kreme donuts, some of those new flavors. You can watch the video on our Facebook page if you'd like. I'll share that right now with our Radio U Riot page.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that.
But that is a lot that we have had. And
too
I feel
much.
Like we need way more than water.
Okay. And like the other.
Something.
The other thing I want to throw out is that I didn't mention it, but. This morning when the show started, I had one of these purple edition sugar-free Red Bulls.
You're also really getting into those.
Well, no, just 2 days in a row. That's not a habit. I figure if I just go through to the weekend, and then on the weekend, I'll break that habit, okay?
Okay.
Though I'll have to say, I this morning after that Red Bull, I felt a lot better. I felt great.
I just normally you don't have that.
No.
During the show.
No, not even after the show. I don't drink Red Bull.
Again, normally we don't also have donuts and all these drinks around, but it's, what day is it? It's a Wednesday. So sure, you got to just do what you got to do.
It's Mountain Dew and Donut Day.
It's Wacky Wednesday.
Wacky Wednesday, guys.
Woo! What else can we do?
So this, I really like this Red Bull. I'll say what, how do you say that again?
Acai.
I think that's a lie. I call it a Kai, you know, because I pronounce things my way. I do it my way.
Fine. That's good, too.
It was delicious.
Maybe I'm wrong and you're right.
You and all the people that say it that way.
It could be.
I don't know. But that was pretty good. And I don't feel very good now.
You know what? I just can't. Like, I don't, normally we might tease about that, but no, I really, really.
No, really,
like,
Nikki.
It really I was don't. A lot right there that we just had. So I think he's being honest.
No, that's that
this is
real talk.
Totally real.
This is not theater of the mind, guys.
No. It's like, this is exactly what's going on.
And, you know, here's what's really funny. You realize we didn't have that much. I mean, I had basically.
Did you drink all your Mountain Dew stuff?
No. I had an entire donut because I had a half of each.
Yes.
And then, what did we have? A few drinks of that Mountain Dew?
All I know is for me, it's my head really does hurt. So, like, if we could just.
But it was hurting before.
If we could just not be so loud. Oh, that would be nice.
Nikki had 2 bites of donut, and now she's hungover. Hey, guys.
Let's just whisper the rest of the show, if you don't mind.
Can we just keep it down?
Just no, like, and also no hand move. Like, just no no motions.
Nothing
I'm a little
big.
Nauseous.
Nothing big.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
Women with small children should hold the baby while waiting for their beating. Rest assured, both of you will be beaten.